When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
For the final hour, we reported last night that Kane Womack was leaving South Alabama. It appears that Kalen DeBoer is about to bring another sitting head coach to his staff. Maurice Linguist, who is the head coach at Buffalo, where Nate Oates came from, is apparently on the move to Alabama. It will certainly has not been announced yet, but he is currently the head coach, likely to be the DB coach replacing T-Rob. Let's get back to the calls here. And Ricky is in Mississippi. Ricky, how are you?
I'm cold, Paul. I'm cold, man. I woke up 14 degrees this morning, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm calling, you know, to talk about Saban and what he meant to the SEC. I know he meant a lot to the conference, you know. He put us on the map, really, man. You know, even though we were strong, he was the epitome of excellence, and I give him that. But I think with DeBoer coming in, the only thing that I would be cautious about is not lose himself, to the, you know, just like what Nate, like what Nick had to do when he came to Alabama. You know, he has to have his own identity as well. That's the only thing. And I know he wanted to reach out to Saban, and you know, but there has to be a balance on that. You know, of getting some advice from him, and you know, of course, you're going to need it because he's not from this part of the country, and this is a total different animal than I am. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So you know, if when he left Washington, you know, I was thinking about when, you know, Will Rogers going up there. He was intent on playing for DeBoer at Washington.
Right, I do remember.
And now he has to. He's the end of the poll, I guess. I don't know what he's going to do. You know, and players like that. You know, I wonder how. You know, that transfer portal. That's where it can be a little. You know, those when you're taking chances like that. You know, and I guess that's the downside to. No, to being a transfer player, because he was there at the national championship game with the Washington jersey on, you know. I mean, you know, so you know, I just wonder about that side of transferring. You know, it could be, you know, just like Junkins went to Ohio State, which I didn't see that coming either, but. You know, but I mean, it is what it is with this poll thing, you know. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's the most unpredictable moment in time in college football history, and you really don't know what there's no guarantees, and it's always it's a dangerous transition because you can afford, I mean, he's already lost a couple of players. You can afford that, and some will argue, well, maybe that's a good thing, you can go out and bring some of maybe your own players, but you can't. There are certain players you cannot lose, and I know the concern at Alabama right now concerns Caleb Downs because he is the most impactful player on that team moving forward.
Right, exactly, and he could be moving. You know, I think that's one of the reasons why Nick Saban, it has to be. Why, you know, you just can't, I mean, he's a football coach. He's an old school football coach. And you know, they always talk about, or he always talk about the process. And you can't maximize your players' potential in 1 year. And, you know, because this process, it demands more than 1 year, you know, because there's so much to learn, you know. And I think that frustrates him to no end, you know, when you have to re-recruit your own players. And that's just, you know, that could drive anybody crazy. So I get it, man, you know. And, you know, then when, you know, he's 70, what is it, 72? You know.
Yeah, I mean, he turned 72 2 months ago.
Yeah, I'm 59, and I'll be 60 in October, and I can't stomach the things I could 30 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
So, I bet.
I mean, so I get it, man. You know, I mean, you just don't have that type of patience on certain things. You know, and you already have that. You already have that, what your DNA is set in you, or what you already are, and that's who he is, man. He's a football coach, man, and sometimes that could be to a detriment, but, you know, you could say that with Belichick, you know, he is what he is, and that could sometimes that if you're so rigid, but that's the opposite with Saban, because he wasn't rigid like that. I mean, he was adaptable. So that's why I think he is the greatest coach that ever lived, because he was so adaptable. I mean, you know, but this portal here, I mean, this portal and this NIL, I think he made his match on that. You know, because he has no control.
Yeah, but Ricky, you could see this coming. His explosion about Jimbo Fisher was real. It was calculated. I mean, he went after Jimbo, but the main reason he did it was to try to solicit funds from his own people.
Yeah.
He basically said we can't be number two. We have to be number one.
Yeah, that's right. You know, but I mean, you saw the handwriting on the wall. You know, but it's just he tried to deal with it, and you know, and I think this was his one is. Best coaching jobs, you know, because of the
I think it was. Hey, well, Ricky, really appreciate your call. It's always great to catch up. Let's stay in touch, and let's also talk to Brad, who is in Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Mr. Paul, how are you, brother?
Oh, we're doing great. Thank you.
Can I address the portal?
Please.
I know you're getting tired of hearing it, but you had a call today that said something I never heard the portal refer to as what's the poaching the players?
Right.
So, okay. Well, number one, the players enter the portal for the betterment of themselves. Obviously, they don't want to stay there. So what do? They go into the portal. And when you have a program like Alabama, there's basically seven teams that's going to be looking at your players if they do go in the portal. And as far as Georgia goes, we recruit good enough, but we don't really, we sparingly use the portal. Wouldn't you agree, Paul?
Very rarely.
Very rarely. But I'm going to tell you something, Paul. We got your DB coach, and we got the roommate of the player that we really want. So don't be surprised if you see Caleb Downs in a Georgia uniform.
No, I would not be.
I think
people have asked the question, like, where does Nick Saban fit into all this? That's where he fits in. He's the one that would have the most sway with a Caleb Downs, and I'm sure he is in the middle of it because he has to be, but that doesn't mean he's going to stay at Alabama.
No, it don't. And you know, the guy that he roomed with went to high school at Buford High School with him. And how many three-star recruits does Alabama get?
Not many.
How many a year? How many?
Not many.
Yeah, but guess
what? They
don't
go for three stars.
That's right. But they brought a three-star over, and he was a package deal with Caleb Downs when they both left Buford High School to go to Alabama.
Sure.
And guess who's at Georgia now? Pope, yeah. His roommate, three-star. He'll never play a snap at Georgia. But the consensus thinking is if you got Pope, you're going to get Downs. So, Paul, enjoy the rest of your day, brother, and be safe.
That guy felt like he was giving me bad news, telling me Caleb Downs was going to go to Georgia. Do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Do you care?
Not at all.
I hope he goes wherever he wants to go. Rusty is up next. Hello, Rusty.
Hi, Mr. Paul Feinbaum. Man, it's been years since I've tried to get on the show. I'm so happy to be here. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I got a few points. All right, point number one, you and I have something in common. I met Bear Bryant in 1977 or 78. I was playing Little League football, and he smelled like Chesterfields. I don't remember him if I would see him on the street or whatever, but, hey, it was a highlight. Okay, number two. All of these other teams poaching Bama. All right, just poach Bama and the last caller from Georgia, whatever. You know, we got this little sign coming out of the tunnel at Alabama built by Bama, right? Sure. Well, they should probably hang one in Georgia. They should probably hang one at Florida State, maybe Texas or whatever. Hey, it's all good. It's all good. It's football, man. That's the way football is, right? Third point is this, and I don't want to take up a lot of time because Dominic, I want Dominic to call. He's my favorite caller. I'm in the joke. Anyway, the third thing is this. This coach that everybody is talking about from the Mobile area, being from Gulf Shores, I know this coach has to work his tail off to recruit any player, right? This dude's a proven thing, and people that are talking about this 4-2-5 defense, guess what? That's a lot of what Michigan ran, and we ran a lot this year, too. So these people are just fools. So I don't know. Crap, I almost forgot my fourth thing, but I just remembered it. You know, at the end of the day, I've been a Crimson Tide fan my whole entire life. My whole entire life. There's been ups, there's been downs, but I've also been an RN all of my life, most of my life. And I have seen 1,000 people die, not 1,000, probably 200, 300. Your caller that called in early talking about losing a son, you know what? That's what perspective is. It's like, you know, football is important. It's great and everything else. But at the end of the day, you got to wake up. You got to move on. And, you know, find Christ, like find your direction and move on, right? I'm in. Oh, my God. My wife's an Auburn grad, and she hates him. I'm in is nothing more. Down in Fairhope. So, you know, you go down to Mobile Bay or whatever, and there's all these docks, and there's, like, this fishing line, little bobbers that are tied to these docks where people lost their fishing line. I'm in is nothing but a little fluorescent orange bobber just trying to hang on, just trying to escape the tide. That's all he does is bob up and down, and that's it. That's it. So I hope I kept it.
By the way, Rusty, that was a fantastic call. Thank you so much. We're up against the break. We still have 45 minutes to go here on a Tuesday night. Back after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. It's been a busy night, and let's check in with Alex from Tennessee. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Paul. My question is, do you think that with the retirement of Nick Saban, that we might see a possible Tennessee dynasty?
Yeah, Alex, I think the real question for anyone is can you sustain success? And you can't go to the traditional book where Tennessee belongs and Nebraska, Penn State. These are among those who always were good. I think it's more difficult today, but I think the 12-team playoff is going to upset the balance because I fully expect to see upsets. I think it will be just like the NFL. How did the Cowboys lose? How did the Eagles lose? How did the Texans go on the run? I mean, there are reasons for every one of those, by the way. But in the playoff, there's such an unexpected factor, and the biggest is going to be once you get the first round. I think is going to be fairly simple because the good teams are going to be playing at home, and if you're not a good team and you have to go to Michigan or Minnesota or Wisconsin or Penn State in the middle of December, good luck.
So do you think it's possible with Nico at quarterback, obviously, and a solid receiving core with, possible breakout year from a guy, Caleb Webb, returning to Brew and Dante Thornton, do you think it's possible that maybe not this year, but maybe the year after, that we see a national championship from Tennessee?
Well, I think Tennessee is going to have to get a little more complete, but they're on their way. To think about how bad this program was, I think national championship is a little unpredictable, but I think Tennessee next year is going to be on the cusp of a playoff berth. They have to navigate the schedule, and I think that's always a factor, but I think they can. And I was up there twice this year, so I felt like I've got a good taste of what's happening with Josh Heupel's program, and it's in very good shape. Better shape than it's been in well, I would say 15, 17 years. Thank you very, very much, Alex. But I can't quite say you still have Georgia to deal with. You still have Alabama to deal with. You still have so many other factors in the SEC. But they're in very good shape. Rocky is up next in New Orleans. So hello, Rocky.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got a question about the AD at Alabama. I've heard you say on several occasions that he's the best in the business. Under his reign at Alabama, what other programs has he taken to championships? Have they been in a Final Four?
Well, the basketball hire of Nate Oates was considered a spectacular hire. And Alabama last year was the number one, wasn't they the number one seed in the whole tournament? Or the number, they were number one seed in their regional. Is that right?
I think that's right.
They bombed out. There's no sugarcoating it. Their Sweet 16 loss was painful. But
what about the biggest hire he's made?
He hired a baseball coach. He had to fire him for the betting scandal. I don't know if he's made any other coaching hires. This is certainly the biggest.
So how is he possibly the best in the business? I mean, they haven't won anything other than football under Nick Saban, and really anybody can win football under Nick Saban.
Well, yeah, clearly that wasn't his hire. That's an understatement. He's got a very good reputation, but Rocky, his ultimate reputation will live and die with this hire. This is 10 times more important than anything else he has done. And if it is successful,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And only time will tell.
Yeah.
Only time will tell on that. But the deal is that I've heard you say several times that he's the best in the business, and it's just confusing.
I have great respect for Greg. He is in an elite group of athletic directors. This is now his third job as an AD. He was the AD at Mississippi State, where he hired Dan Mullen. Turned out to be a really good hire.
How's that?
Listen to what I said at Mississippi State.
Okay.
His successor, Scott Strickland, then made the mistake of hiring Dan Mullen at Florida, and then Billy Napier. So Greg went to Arizona, where he hired Rich Rodriguez, and it turned out to be a good hire for Arizona. Not as good as the guy they just lost to Washington. So, I mean, he's got one thing about Byrne. He grew up. his father was the AD at A&M and Nebraska, a couple other places. He has a very good pedigree. But yeah, I mean, the best AD in the country, that's probably a handful of four or five people. He's in that group.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking my call, and that's kind of what I was kind of trying to get at.
But Rocky, let me assure you, if 3 years from now, Kalen DeBoer is still trying to get in the college football playoff, I don't think you'll hear me say that he's the best in the business.
No, I got you, my friend. I appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great to hear from you. I mean, in college athletics, your football hire at every school but Kentucky, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Duke is going to tell everyone how good or bad you are, and that's whether fair or not. That's how you are judged. Let's check in with Tyler next. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, sir, Paul Feinbaum. I've got a repetitive question that you hear every single caller. So,
okay.
Do you cringe internally when a caller asks, how are you doing?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm here for 4 hours. The person that calls in at 6:25 may not... He may be new to the show, so he didn't hear the first 47 how are yous.
Well, I was just going to say the caller before has obviously heard you're doing well.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
enjoy your show and keep up the professionalism. And your response of doing well is you might need to have some.
You can tell, though, Tyler, little known secret, as the show wears on, that I speed that up. It's not as elongated as it is in the first hour, but I don't mind. I mean, I realize we are based in the South. People are friendlier. If this was New York, I would answer the phone and go, what do you got, Tyler? I mean, that's not how we do it here. If you ask me how I was, I mean, if you call in Mad Dog in New York and ask how he is, he's probably going to hang up on you. So a New Yorker or a Philadelphia show will look down and go, okay, Tyler, you want to talk about the Eagles? What do you think? They'll ask you questions before you ask them questions. Should the coach be fired?
Yeah.
We're a little simpler down here.
Well, I'm from
By the way,
South
I am doing well.
So, Paul, really good to see your substantiality on the longevity that you've lasted in this network, and
that is
all congratulations to you. And I hope you, you've lived out saving.
Yeah, that was always the cottage industry. People would say, "Will you stick around? Will you make it to it?" Because everybody thought Saban would coach until he's 90. I'm not happy about that. By the way, it was quite a ride covering Nick Saban. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We will be back right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome all of you back here. Let's continue, and Stacy is up next. Hello, Stacy.
What up, Paul Feinbaum?
Hey there.
Let me, Hey, I hear people talking about me behind my back. First of all, let me address Dominique. Dominique, I love you, little man. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on taking the world by storm. I love what you're doing, young man. But I still give you a whooping, jokingly. You're an Alabama fan. I love you, little man. Now, let me tell you something, legend. I ain't got no reason to be jealous of no 13-year-old. He is doing a good job. But you better keep your arguments, and you better keep my name out your mouth. If you got anything to say, you better address our man, because I'm not the one. And anybody else got anything else to say about me, keep your mouth closed. Roll, Tide, roll.
By the way, he mentioned Dominic from Pittsburgh. Earlier today, or maybe last night, Mark Heim from the AL.com did a story on Dominic. We have it up on our Twitter X site. Goes into his fandom. This is the young man who accurately predicted Kalen DeBoer would be the next Alabama coach. And the article has been picked up by all the sports media websites, Awful Announcing, etc. So it's Dominic has become quite a media sensation today. I don't know how that's affecting his life, but Dominic is up next from Pittsburgh. How are you, Dominic?
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Love the article on you.
Thank you. Sorry I'm calling late. I had a snow day and went sledding for like 4 hours.
Wow.
But I heard that Mike guy from Georgia talking smack on DeBoer, saying he wasn't tested, while he literally beat Lanning in Oregon twice and then Sark in a big game. That just doesn't make sense to me.
No, he's got a pretty good track record against two of the best coaches in the country.
Yeah, and I would like to see what he can do with Milroe, because Penix couldn't run because of his past injuries. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Milroe has more mobility. He's a great athlete, but he's not the passer Penix was.
Yeah, maybe he'll transform him into something like that.
Could.
All right, well, just wanted to call.
Hey, by the way, Dominic, have your friends realized how famous you have now become?
Yeah, my friends are really happy, and they think it's awesome. And I even showed my math teacher that, and she was like, I can't believe you did that.
Well, Dominic, we are proud to have you. Danny Sheridan right now has you the early favorite for caller of the year. But it's January. You take care of yourself. And the guy who will not be winning caller of the year, AJ in Pell City.
Oh, here's Johnny. this call right here does not include Dominic by any shape, form, or fashion. I think he's an excellent child, and he's a heck of a caller, and he's probably going to be the new legend if he hadn't already. But I want to address, you know, Brett and Griff comes on here, and, you know, what fan base probably calls you the most of a day, Paul?
Bama.
What, out of all, you know, Georgia or Tennessee or who?
Alabama.
By far. And, you know, it's so funny, Paul, because, well, actually, it's pathetic. It's not funny. It's pathetic that Brett and Griff can't get on here and simply voice their opinion. I mean, I'm entitled to my opinion. This is my call. This is your show. You got your opinion. They can give their opinion without getting their heads chewed off by a bunch of a fan base that is, you know, they're putrid is what they are. Every single one of them. They're putrid. I mean, they actually parallel with one of those political parties that out there in Washington that says, you can't talk about us. You can't talk about us. We everything we say is right, but you can't talk about us. We can talk about anybody we want to, but you can't talk about us. Because we're Bama. We're Bammers. Well, let me tell you something, Bama. You can kiss my Auburn ass, Wardam Eagle.
Well, now that was a high-quality intellectual call, wasn't it?
Dominic still in the lead.
Cheerleader is up next.
How in the world are you doing?
We are doing just fine.
Yeah. Paul, I've just got to ask you, that sport coat and that sweater, now that is some cool threads you've got on.
Thank you.
Whoever's your stylist, well, they're really doing you good.
Well, the sweater was a Christmas gift from Linda, my wife. So.
Well, she's got good taste.
Well,
yes, she does.
By the way, there about 32 years ago, some people wondered about whether she did or not.
Well, that's true.
They that's seriously, true. I think her mother, father, brother, and all her cousins said, I thought you were smart.
Well, she turned out to be smart. She turned out to be smart. And, Paul, I'm really happy about the coach that we've got. I'm really happy. They just seem like they're going to fit in. They really do. And his wife, you know, Miss Terry will teach her a lot about.
Yeah, I've only seen her. I haven't heard her speak yet, but that will come.
I hadn't either. I just saw her at the press conference. But they're going to do great. And are their children in high school or college? Or
they have two children. I know one of the daughters just committed to Washington to be a softball player. Considering Alabama has a better softball program, I wouldn't be surprised if she changes her mind.
Yeah, she could get in the portal, I guess, or you can get somewhere.
I think Alabama could probably find a way to get her in.
Hey, where's Randy today?
Right here.
Randy's here.
Okay, just another fella answered the phone today.
Well Paul, Randy's in the studio, so the people in the other room, yeah.
Okay, he's wandering around. Well, listen, the show just gets better and better, and I can't wait to hear about everything y'all are going to find, good things to find and tell us about the new coach at Alabama. And I've just seen some, going to Saban now, I've seen some really good podcasts on Saban that I hadn't seen before with other coaches and what good friends. Was it Belichick that was the Patriots that he was such a good friend with?
Yeah, he and Nick Saban are probably best friends.
They were tight, and that podcast, man, it showed it all.
Yeah.
It showed how they had been together and been friends. I don't know how long they've been friends, but a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go. Having a great show. And little Dominique, I like him. I like him a lot.
Thanks, cheerleader. You be well. You take care of yourself. Equalizer is in North Carolina. Hello, Equalizer.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for letting me be on your show. I'm always grateful when you do. Couple comments and a very short question. Number one, caller two or three ago about I-Man. You know, he's just full, it feels like, of anger and hate. And who wants to listen to that every day? Legend, you know, at some point during his calls, I'll usually smile, and he'll make me laugh. But anyway, I was rushing my nurses at the hospital today so I could get home to see the show and make sure I've been calling in for a while. So one quick question. I think, or that's my opinion, I think the next head coach at Alabama that's going to win a national championship is D'Amico Ryans. And I wonder if you have any.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it a week ago. I mean, his name came up, but I mean, there was no way he could leave. He's in the middle of the playoffs, and they couldn't wait either. I think the real question is, you know, where does he go from here? He's probably the brightest young coach in the NFL. Would he want to come back home? Well, he's from Bessemer, which is right down the highway from Tuscaloosa. So I would think at some point it might interest him.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fantastic.
I would hope. Yeah, you know, to me, he brings the defense. Mm-hmm. Our new coach brings maybe more of the offensive side. I just really struggle with a coach that, you know, we've had Bill Curry, we've had Dennis Franchione, even Alabama players, Mike Shula, Ray Perkins. And I'm just afraid this might be another hire in that direction, and there's going to be the literal
Equalizer
through the window.
Everyone thinks they know. Nobody knows because, I've interviewed a few coaches who have left Alabama, and it is all the things that you think it is and more. And it's there's no way to be prepared for it. Nick Saban's the only one who really was prepared for it because he had already done it at a similar school, and LSU and Alabama are very, very similar. Thank you so much for the call. We head to the break. We have a few minutes remaining here on a Tuesday night.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Let's get back to the calls. And Dustin, haven't heard from him in a while, calling from Tulsa.
Hey, Paul, how are you, man?
We're doing great, Dustin.
Wonderful. Listen, I called in because I heard something earlier in the show that really upset me, and it just outlines why I hate this conference expansion so much, specifically that we brought in these Texas teams. Because you've got silly tea-sipping fools like that Sandy and Austin calling in, acting like she knows what she's talking about, taking shots at I-Man. I mean, he's one of the most venerable denizens of this program that there is. And I'll tell you something. I know firsthand that he's a good and decent man. Sure, he has a problem with Saban, and he takes off on him as much as he can, but he's a Barner. It's expected. It's not only expected, it's encouraged. We love it. So for Sandy to sit there and take shots at I-Man, she needs to cool her jets. Nobody cares what she thinks anyway. I'll tell you what, Paul, when I stopped calling in and kind of got busy with life and everything, I-Man got a hold of my phone number, reached out to me, introduced himself, and checked on me, legitimately. He didn't want to gossip. He didn't want to talk college football. He sat on the phone with me for an hour just getting to know me, talking to me, you know, telling me a little bit about his life, and really checking on me. I-Man, for all his bluster, is a good and decent man. He's a family man, and I like him a lot, even if he is a godless Auburn fan. So, Sandy, take a seat in the back where you belong, and let the guys that have been here for a while keep driving this thing. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Dustin. Glad to hear you're back. Nick is up next in Tampa. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I want to call you about I'm a big hardcore Gator, and Billy Napier, you know, obviously we're not happy with him, and Scott Strickland figured he'd get a coach from the Sun Belt instead of Notre Dame or Washington or somewhere else like that. But we talked about Florida's schedule in the last five games. What are they? Florida State, Ole Miss, LSU, Texas, Georgia. Throw in Tennessee and Kentucky right before then.
Right.
It is the hardest schedule, I think, in the SEC. And so I guess my question, Paul, is, you know, we start off with Miami at home and then the third game, Texas A&M at home. Miami's coach hired when Napier was hired, and obviously, A&M has the new coach from Duke. If Billy Napier loses those two games at home to start the season, do you think there's a chance he won't make it to the final five games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the danger is if it completely implodes. And we have the schedule on the screen, Miami, A&M, Mississippi State. I mean, they're UCF, Tennessee. What you have this year, you have two open You have two open dates. I apologize. Coaching changes often occur around open dates for a couple of reasons. It gives the program a chance to take a deep breath, move in an interim coach, and the argument is always, we're just trying to give the young players something to play for, believe it or not. I don't know what's going to happen down there. The one thing Billy Napier has going for him is that the expectations are so low that should he turn a couple of games early on and build some momentum, then you'll have a different argument that maybe he really is building something. But right now, it would be almost impossible to convince anyone other than maybe Scott Strickland that he is doing that. Thank you very much for the call. Joe is up next in Savannah, Georgia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul. Appreciate your show. Got a long commute, and you always get me through my commute, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want you to just kind of comment on the kind of the process of hiring DeBoer. You know, I guess when you look at it as a novice, you're kind of like you're replacing a guy like Nick Saban and of his magnitude. And when you think about that process, you're thinking that, you know, the AD at Alabama, they're hiring a firm and there's like analytics and metrics that go into this. But when you're looking at it from your couch, you're kind of thinking, did they just hire this guy because he won 2 years at Washington? Obviously, he won other places. But was there more that went into that process of hiring a guy than just that? Because there's obviously some negatives of his lack of connection to the Southeast.
Joe, I am curious to find that out, and we will do that tomorrow night when Greg Byrne joins us, 3:30 Eastern time. I'm guessing, I don't know what Greg will say because I haven't talked to him since the hire, but if you're the AD at Alabama or anywhere else, you probably always are thinking, what if? And I'll be curious to hear from him when he joins us tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.